Matanuska's Susitna Borough Assembly members on Tuesday night approved a controversial land lease for road access to a coal mine in Sutton. Local residents and the Chickaloon Tribal Council have opposed the road, but Assembly members passed the measure with a 6-1 vote after adding amendments to the proposal aimed at protecting residents living near the road that will enable Usabelli Coal to access deposits at Wishbone Hill. Assemblywoman Lynn Woods voted in favor of the 25-year lease on borough land that allows Usabelli an access to the coal.
So it was a tough decision. The reason why I supported the lease is because if mining should occur, the equipment, the trucks, whether the development of the mine and then the mining operations themselves, I feel that that is the best access point for the benefit of people who live in the area of the mine. There are alternate ways in which to get at the mine, but the alternatives impacted even a greater number of people.
Woods represents the Sutton area. The Assembly amendments to the road proposal include a mandate to pave the road as soon as commercial hauling starts, measures to reduce the potential of coal dust polluting the area, and $1 million in pollution insurance. But many residents of the Sutton and Chickaloon areas on the Glen Highway are disturbed by Usabelli's plan to revive coal mining in the area. About 100 families live in the area of the proposed mining activity. Angela Wade is an environmental director with the Chickaloon Tribe. She says blasting and hauling coal near local Moose Creek will harm a sacred hunting area which tribal members use for a hunting ceremonial potlatch moose. She says the area's moose population is certain to be impacted by the blasting and other proposed mining activities.
You know, it just doesn't make sense, especially now, you know, it's a big residential area as well as being a sacred area for us.
Usabelli wants the road for exploration of the mining potential of the area. The company will determine whether it will mine coal at Wishbone Hill within the next 12 to 18 months. If so, the mining operation could run for 16 years. Some 500,000 tons per year would be hauled from the Wishbone Hill mine to the Matsu's Port McKenzie, where it could be exported by ship to Japan. A study released this month by the Institute of Social and Economic Research, paid for by the borough, indicates that during the operation of the mine, about 90 new jobs could result in more than $7 million in annual personal income. The study points to the 90 or so new households providing over $440,000 to the borough in property taxes, balanced by additional borough expenditures for education and services of some $318,000. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.